There's a new kind of swap meet happening around the Bay Area lately, where gun owners are trading their firearms for cash. Over the past week, San Francisco and Oakland have each been host to a buyback event, bringing in nearly 260 guns total. In exchange, gun owners were paid $100 for each gun and $200 for each assault weapon with no questions asked. A large part of the funding for the swaps came from crowdsourced donations, including the first known crowdsourced gun buyback held last Thursday in San Francisco's Mission District. KALW's Jasmine Lopez went to 22nd and Cap Street that evening to talk to people who were selling their guns.
So my name is Seamus O'Connell and currently live in the Haight-Ashbury, Coal Valley area.
Hi, I'm Jerry. That's my name. I'm from Richmond.
My name is Marvin Ramirez.
Hi, my name is Vincent Wu. I'm from Visitation Valley in San Francisco.
This old shotgun has been sitting in my closet and under my bed and lying around the house. I picked it up cleaning out an old warehouse with a friend of mine, 12-gauge, Korean-made. It's a skeet shooting gun. It's like the granny gun out of Beverly Hillbillies. A lot like that, a big long barrel. And that's where I got it. I got it for free. It just goes to show you how easy it is to get a gun sometimes.
Well, I came because friends asked me to come to turn in their weapons for them. That's part of the reason. That particular individual, he's seen in people that were close to him get killed, so that makes an impact. So I think that's why he wanted to get rid of them, so nobody else would get their hands on them. They gave me cash money, huh? About $500.
To the people who are turning their guns in, how are you going to defend your family and your children at home in a violent society? Only the police and the criminals will have guns. When the police arrives, you're already dead or they already robbed your house. So how would you defend it?
I do have mixed feelings about this. I think it's a positive thing, but also a negative thing at the same time because, you know, there are pictures here behind me on this wall and some of whom I recognize from in the neighborhood I grew up in. And the fact that kind of gets me is that the gun that was used to murder one of them could be in one of these vehicles or in someone's bag here in line. And, you know, it's going to be destroyed by the police and it'll be gone. It'll be done. It'll disappear forever. There's no questions asked. You turn in the gun. I just did it for my neighbors. They're senior citizens.
Oh, you turned it in?
Yeah, and they're too old. They can't operate them anymore.
Oh,
so their hands are really shaky.
Oh, you brought it in?
So they asked me to do it for them. I said, sure.
See,
you know,
that's
dangerous. They're walking around. They can't do that.
Yeah.
They can't do that.
Right,
so I told them I'll do it for them. And I was standing there thinking about it, and this guy, this woman there, I guess she has a picture of her son who was killed, and that's sad, you know. And I was told someone earlier that my friend was killed. And they never caught the killer. He got killed on post in Fillmore and in 2001. Till this day, he's not been found, and he was shot to death, right?